97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, Mark and I have talked a lot about Amendment 3 that will be up for a vote here in Missouri come November. That, of course, is the amendment that relates to abortion. And essentially, it would allow abortion up until birth. Now, when you go to vote, you're going to read there on the amendment that it will say, oh, you know, up to viability. And that might trick some people. But it's intentionally vague, and it talks about how if the mother's health, whether that be physical or mental health, is potentially in jeopardy, that they could justify an abortion basically at any time. So that would mean full-term abortions. That is dangerous, and that's why we've been passionate about spreading that message to vote no on Amendment 3. So joining us now is a local couple who goes around speaking to local churches because they have a really unique perspective on what Amendment 3 will do here in Missouri if it passes. So Linda and Chuck Raymond, good morning to you both.
Thank you so much, Kim. This is Linda.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having us.
Linda, share with me the story that brought you guys to the point where you're at now, going around to these churches and speaking about this.
Okay, great. Kim, I want to thank 97.1 for their unique perspective on this amendment and the stance for pro-life. Our perspective comes from a place of been there, done that. We have been wounded by an abortion many years ago, and we want to get out there and spread the word that this is not the right thing for women, families, men. It wounds everyone. So we go out. Chuck and I have been asked to come to several different parishes in the Archdiocese to speak about Amendment 3 to inform the voters more about what this amendment says and does and what will happen if it passes. So our story starts back in 1976. Yes, we are pretty old here. And just as teenagers, we were faced with an unplanned pregnancy. And we had a moment of temporary insanity. We were all sucked into the lie of abortion, how Planned Parenthood told us, you know, oh, you can come in, it's a blob of tissue, we can take care of it in just one problem, in one visit, and get on with your life. So our parents felt like at that time it was being misguided, misinformed, that the abortion was the answer. So we did go through with it. Very difficult to have gone through it. And then I ended up suffering through many years of shame, guilt, remorse, had to see several different therapists and just be on different medications just to help myself to function daily and to be able to sleep at night. It was absolutely a horrific experience, knowing that I permitted the literal murder of my child through dismemberment of that child in my womb.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you went through that. What was that like for you, Chuck, as the guy? Because so often you have women who are very, very, you know, the pro-choice, I would say pro-abortion stance, who feel like men shouldn't even have a say in this if the baby lives or dies.
Yeah, no, thank you. Obviously, for every, you know, pregnant woman, there's a father. The partner is the father. I was there. I was 17 years old. Linda was 18. And, you know, candidly, we were scared to death. We were frightened, shameful. And, you know, I was in high school. She was in college, and we didn't know what to do. And unfortunately, we didn't get good guidance. And in the relative, secrecy, the culture of the day in the 70s was that abortion was this safe, legal, simple way to solve a problem. And, you know, that's what we ended up doing, you know, with prompting of our parents. And it just frightens me that this amendment may put us right back to where we were in the 70s. If it wasn't legal, so readily available, there was, 6 to 8 abortion clinics in town. There's no way that we would have quickly and shamefully and quietly destroyed our own child without having an opportunity to, you know, carefully consider, you know, what other options that we had. So it's been, yeah.
I was going to say, Linda, I'm curious to get to hear more, I guess, about what the response is when you and Chuck go around to these churches and talk to these people there, because obviously you were saying that your parents basically forced you into getting this abortion when you were both teenagers, and this led to a lot of trauma, understandably. And I would say that whether you want the abortion or not, there's going to be trauma that comes from that. But surely you've probably talked to people, maybe who even would call themselves devout Christians, and they say, well, I wanted the abortion, and I don't regret it. What do you say to those people?
Yeah. When we travel around to the churches, obviously we've been invited to come, so we feel like we're kind of singing to the choir. However, the past, I know in one in particular, one of our talks recently, there are tears flowing, and some of these people are probably in their 70s and 80s, that there is widespread, you know, thankfulness for us to come from coming from our perspective to speak with them. And also to just, then they get more interested in learning about Amendment 3 and what all it's going to entail. Yeah, and there are people out there that kind of like, and I want to call it cafeteria Catholics or Christians that have one set of beliefs that follow Christianity, and then the rest, you know, they'll pick and choose the things that they don't want to do, or they're going to say they're pro-choice, and it just doesn't fit the Christian part of their personality.
Well, so. And we know the people who wrote Amendment 3, they intentionally wrote it in a very vague way that opens the door to a lot of things. But Chuck, I guess I'll ask this question to you. What's your biggest concern if this should pass in Missouri in November?
Yeah, it scares me to death, you know, Kim. I'm afraid that we're going to go back to that kind of that dark period in the 70s where there was not ultrasound that was required to be shown to a woman. There was no waiting period. If we would have had a mandatory waiting period to just have a chance to think and pray about what we were doing and what our options might be, then we may have chosen something different. I think women would be at significant risk. The language of that amendment is insidious. It actually doesn't even require a medical doctor to perform the abortion. So that means, I don't know, nurses, pharmacists, assistants, anybody would legally be able to perform an abortion. It invalidates over 60 laws that Missourians had put into place to help provide health care regulations to abortion clinics, parental notification, so our teenage daughters and granddaughters can't just go get an abortion secretly without parents knowing about it. It takes away the liability. It actually removes any protection that a woman would have from any harm that's done to her during an abortion, because the legal profession or the healthcare professionals, quote, are not required to be held liable for their actions.
Right.
It's really scary.
Well, and I would say even if there's somebody who would call themselves, well, in favor of abortion, I guess, pro-choice, as they would probably call themselves, I would say there's enough in this bill as it relates to potential gender reassignment surgeries for minors that you should vote no, that you shouldn't support this. And I think that's also just something that I've made an effort to really point out to people, that this is so much bigger than just them trying to say, oh, it's an abortion, that the doctor and the you know, the woman, they're going to make this decision together and it's going to be safe. I mean, this is just so much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it opens the door to taxpayer funding of abortions. The wording saying that it allow abortion for really any physical or mental health care reasons, that really even allows post-viability, extreme late-term abortions to occur when the baby in the womb can feel pain. And obviously that's a traumatic experience for mothers and fathers as well.
Right. And you hear this lie that it's, oh, safe, legal, and rare. Well, it's not safe because it ends in the death of an innocent baby. And it's not rare. I mean, this is happening way more than people want to admit. And I'm curious to get your take on this, Linda, because I as a woman, I've spoken out about this. You know, I used to call myself pro-choice, and now I'm very pro-life. And I've had people say, when I tell them that's my stance, they say, well, stop trying to push your religious beliefs on me. You know, if you want to make that decision, that's fine. But who are you to tell me what to do with my body? How do you respond? Because there might be people listening right now who have family members or friends who are in that boat, and they don't even know how to talk to them about this.
Okay, that's so spot on. I get frustrated about that one too. I think for people to say no to abortion, and women that are trying to make that decision, they need to know what abortion is. Like you said, I love the way that you phrase that. It's a safe, rare, and legal. No, it's not safe. It ends in the death of a child and the permanent wounding of a mother. It just, and I could share my story from the rooftops if I could, about how this wounded myself and my dear husband and had a ripple effect on our family for many, many years to come. So you just need to be informed about what abortion is and what it does to you on a long-term perspective.
Absolutely. Well, Chuck and Linda Raymond, thanks so much for being brave enough to share your story, to go speak to these churches across the St. Louis area, and just how active you are in the pro-life movement.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Cam. Again, thanks for keeping this on the agenda. I would just urge everybody to, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, to read the actual language of the amendment and just be informed, especially whether you would vote yes or no. Just know exactly what this amendment's going to do to be enshrined in our Constitution. And we just pray for guidance on our votes.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Thank you both again. And I think they're spot on. And I know there's events being held at churches across the area, including Zion Lutheran in my neck of the woods. And I can give you more details on that. But we have to be praying about this and talking about it and sharing what this will do here in Missouri with people who are on the fence about it, because this is not just a bill they're trying to pass. This would enshrine it into our state constitution. This is huge. Vote no on Amendment 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.